The next great frontier for the mining industry could be hydrothermal vents that lie deep on the ocean floor. The superhot flues create deposits of sulfides, which contain precious metals, such as gold, silver, copper and zinc. Chris Yates is an ore deposit geologist at Australia's state-sponsored scientific and research organisation, the CSIRO. He believes that plans by Nautilus Minerals, which has a licence to mine sulfide on the floor of the Bismarck Sea off Papua New Guinea, will be safe and productive.
The activities that Nautilus is proposing are something like ploughing a field or raking your garden, that you're stirring up the environment, but you're not fundamentally changing it.
Nautilus has not commented on its plans, nor calls for authorities in Papua New Guinea to abandon the deep sea project, which would involve sophisticated marine technology. Stephen Williams from the University of Sydney's Australian Centre for Field Robotics is helping exploration companies peer into the dark depths of the ocean.
One of the main challenges is obviously the environment, the pressures that are associated with depths. So actually getting, you know, equipment into deep water, it has to be designed to withstand those kind of pressures and the corrosive environment of salt water.
His work on vehicles capable of high-resolution surveys of the sea floor is casting light on a mysterious world.
There's, you know, not a lot down there. It's kind of a big, muddy, flat plain for the most part, but then you come across some weird and wonderful sea life, things that you just don't know what to make of. Pretty astounding.
Do you think this is an area ripe for exploration in the future?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of areas of the ocean that we don't know a lot about, and some people have suggested that we know more about the moon than we do about the bottom of the ocean, just because it's, you know, something we can see. And so I think there will be good opportunities for extensive exploration, understanding what the resources are available in these deep sea environments and the possibility, I guess, of exploiting those in the future.
Cindy Lee Vandover, a professor of biological oceanography, has explored almost all of the world's hydrothermal vent fields. Chains of these mineral-rich outlets lie along fault lines, including the Pacific Ring of Fire and the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. She says that the precise impact of deep-sea mining needs to be known before the exploitation of such valuable resources can begin.
If extraction of metals on the seabed takes place, we'd like to know what happens and how quickly the animals come back. We'd like to have work with industry to understand what baselines we really need to put in place to be able to monitor the change as the animals come back and recolonize. If one site recovers from mining very quickly in a matter of, you know, years or decades, maybe that's not such a bad thing, but we need to understand how to know that.
Seabed mining used to be far too expensive to be worthwhile. But there are concerns from conservationists that advances in technology making mining more feasible pose a threat to the world's oceans. The success or failure of the Nautilus Deep Sea Project is seen as crucial to the future of deep sea mining, according to Charles Roach, the executive director of the Australia-based Mineral Policy Institute.
This is not going to be a bonanza. This is actually quite, well, it's a very small mine, really, especially compared to some of the larger terrestrial mines. It's really a trial mine. It's an experimental one, but the locals in Papua New Guinea like to call it they're guinea pigs. That's an experimental mine. So really this is about proving the technology and the concept. What they're trying to do is prove that we can extract minerals from the bottom of the sea and it is economically viable.
The first commercial deep sea mine is expected to begin in Papua New Guinea next year. And exploration is booming across the South Pacific and in the Atlantic and Indian Oceans. International regulators set up by the United Nations have signed four new contracts with groups looking to explore the ocean floor. This includes agreements with governments and private organizations from China, Japan, South Korea and Russia. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.